Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Terry Stultz joins me on a Tuesday morning to wrap up our high school basketball coverage. The season didn't end for the Bloomington South Panthers, as they would hope, but nothing to be ashamed about. Their senior class, one of the best in school history.
It's the first class with 20 or more victories. That's unbelievable. I mean, there's not going to be a lot of high school teams that can say that. My hat's off those three, Chance, Chris, and Phillip. Just tremendous careers. They all had their struggles. And I think Chance ended up with the leading score. I think he had 17 on Saturday, but he got off to a slow start. But nothing to be ashamed of. These guys, top five almost all year, and just some huge wins. But New Albany right now has South's number, and the main reason they do is graduating.
If you notice, the first substitution off the bench on Saturday, for those of you listening, watching, or at the game, was freshman Connor Hickman. You had two sophomores starting in Anthony Leal and Noah Jaeger, and then a very solid junior class that's going to back up multiple positions and compete for starting jobs. The cupboard is not bare moving on for the Panthers next year.
No, definitely not. With Hickman, James, and Joey Bamba. Joey's a freshman, James a sophomore, Jordan Meeks is a sophomore, and these guys are all 6'5". Panthers can be taller next year. Of course, Ryan Parker's back, 6'6". Bruce Furr's back. Adam Graham, 6'5", just one of those juniors I mentioned. Grayson Rowland. Weep not for J.R.
Will Stockman,
losing
throw him
the
in there, all in there.
Yeah. So, South's going to be very strong again next year. 20 wins away from Jack Butcher. Very well could come next year.
NCAA First Four coverage begins tonight at 6:30, so more basketball on tap. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.
Let's go!
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Terry Stultz looks back at a very successful Edgewood Mustang season and puts one eye on the future as well.
What a great season for Edgewood, 22-6, sectional championship, the Wabash Valley championship, another conference championship. J.B. Neal, it's fun to get to know him this year. He's an old-school type of coach. All three of the high school coaches I got to talk with this year are old-school guys that just love basketball and want to play it the right way. J.B.'s got things going over at Edgewood. Saturday was disappointing. We were teetering off and on with him. Are we driving to Greencastle? Are we not? And you just felt so bad for the kids, because what a great year. I don't know if they would have beat Danville or not. It doesn't matter. Danville's really good. But Edgewood, nothing to be upset about. Just a fantastic year over on the west side of the county.
Joe Quito will be back running the team again. The junior will turn into a senior point guard. Trevor Taylor will be a soft. Parker Harrington, you'll have Cam Bannister, I believe, is a junior. He'll be back.
Yeah, he'll be back.
Trevor Taylor, similar to Anthony Leal, has shown as a youngster flashes of putting the ball in the basket. The cupboard's not going to be bare for the red and the black.
You're not going to have anybody probably taller than 6'4", that's going to play. You're going to miss Chayton Howard. I mean, Chase Collier was 6'4". Therefore,
strong.
Strong. Curtis Cowden and Caleb Norris, all the seniors that will be leaving, they were just rocks in that program. But there's a lot of guys that have had some varsity experience. A young guy on the JV team that I really like is Derek Farkas. He's going to be able to come in and give him a little bit of scoring punch off the bench. Tate Balcam is back. Austin Schwartz, hopefully he'll get some more time. This is, again, a really good JV team with a few moving up. Three starters back. Look out again for Edgewood next year.
Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.